I think everybody now knows that they're a very good team. They're a very good team and deserve a lot of respect for what they've done there. And so we're under no illusions that it's going to be an extremely difficult game.
Your point of view is just trying to create more in the final third. You don't have anything the other night, by possession wise, but it's just getting that wee spark in the final third now.
Right, that's it. And I know over the last month or 6 weeks it's been a difficult period for the club, but it's important they remain focused on taking the club forward. We're as I said, we're in a difficult moment, but I have no doubt in my mind, with a wee bit of luck, that there's really good times ahead. Obviously, we're in the business of winning football matches, of course. So we just need to fight through it, keep fighting and come through it, because you enjoy the highs more then when you know that you've been through a bit of adversity, when you know that you've answered critics and all that sort of stuff. When the good times come then, you can really enjoy them. So it's been a strange season, a very strange season to say the least, but we're fully confident that this period coming up and for the rest of the season that we can bring some success to the club as well.
You're obviously 100% confident in the squad and your philosophy, the way you want to play. It's just maybe getting that final third, as I said earlier. You feel that the players that you have, when you get them all back, you can do that?
Well, a lot of our match winners were, it's not excuses, it's facts. Like, people who produce, a lot of our match winners are unavailable to us at the minute, and that's, but we still have players on the pitch who are capable of producing moments and it's just having that cutthroat mentality when you get up there, that composure, taking that responsibility because we got into that area more times than enough to produce more. But listen, we just need to stick at it, dig in, keep fighting, and as I said, like we still McMullen will be available from next week onwards. Patrick, Michael, Will Patching, who are all working extremely hard to get fit, and four unbelievably talented footballers. They welcome back, hopefully in the not too distant future. So it's obviously difficult at the moment, but we're more than confident and that there's good times ahead.
Do you feel that, you know, from your point of view, it's just so much headache here? Can I get this? Can I get that? It's just getting it settled tonight.
Aye, and it's been pretty impossible. But we're in a game where it's a results-based business. No one tends to feel sorry for you in this game. So we know what we're up against. We know, and as I said, you enjoy the good times more when you've been through a bit of adversity, and that's what we're going through at the minute. But I've absolutely no doubt that the club can look forward to the coming weeks and the future, because we have a really talented squad here.
Is there times when you're looking at, do you think they want to change the sort of formation, they want to change the system, you know, or you're just going, no, look, I believe in what the system I'm going with, I think it'll work?
Well, we changed the system the other night. We went to a back three, and it gave us a real platform, and we played well, and the players carried it out well. But possession doesn't win you matches. Having that devilment, if you want to call it that, at the top end, that gets you over the line, and something they dropped you, or something just, but it is what it is. We're in the business of winning matches, and we need to start winning matches soon.
What do you like, sort of, with any injuries? Anybody back, or what's the situation?
Well, Will Patching's getting closer. He's working really hard. We Mickey and Kevin, and he seems in a good place. He's looking forward to getting back. Patrick McElhinney, likewise. Michael Duffy, the same. And obviously Paul McMullen, after Friday, will be available. So that's a positive that they're not too far away, and we need everybody available as soon as possible. That goes without saying.
And just finally, but squad wise, is there any chat of possibly else making a move on or anything yet?
Aye, well, we're close to one or two things being done. I think in our league, it's really, really hard to get players who are in contract. It's really hard. So it's maybe easier, especially attacking players. It's maybe easier to get them from outside the league, and that's the market. From that end, that's the market that we're looking at the minute. Obviously, we took Paul McMullen from Dundee, so we have to look in that market, because when you speak to clubs about players that they have, then it within our league, then it's very, very difficult to get them, and that's been made pretty clear very early on. So we have to look outside the league, I think, for them types of positions.